Well, first of all, I think it's excellent news. I'm really happy about that, because it would be no fun as a legislator to have to deal with a deficit and try to figure out, you know, what do we have to cut? And some people would want to raise taxes. And well, I think one thing is tax increases can be off the table now. I've not supported that in the past anyway, but I think given we have, you know, the $1.6 billion surplus, we certainly don't need to raise people's taxes right now. But I'm really happy about that. I'm approaching it cautiously, and here's why. First of all, this is a projected budget surplus, and so we have to be careful that that money's not in hand. It's projected 2 years from now, and what they're saying it's based on, the reason it flipped so much is for two reasons. One is the federal surplus monies that have been going out has helped bring us into a surplus budget. And the other one is less state spending. Well, we've been spending quite a bit less on education over this past year because not as many kids are in school. So many parents put their kids in private school or homeschooled them or held their kindergartner back to start kindergarten the next year, that kind of thing. So school spending is down significantly. And so is Medicaid spending, which, you know, people have been putting off their elective surgeries and that type of thing. All those things are going to come back up now as we open our state up. And therefore, I want to make sure we don't overspend ourselves here and commit that money to some long-term expensive programs, then suddenly after a couple of years, that money's not there. We have to be careful with that.